There's a documentary on vascular perfusion, Billy Barnes. I think his procedure was history of anemia and follow-up of gastric ulcer. So his date of birth is 6/13/1943. Physician came back to see him as an anesthesiologist, and blood pressure performance, electrocardiogram, and depth reality procedure, EGD.
It's ready.
EGD biopsy instrument, lumpus, and EGD discovery, and then practice side of the patient, people play reference. I try to get some students to have a cardiac bypass. First, I think this is in the problem, but one, let's go with it. Example, she's doing moderate gastritis, biopsy response, and then we'll see this is in arthritis, as a work of anemia. Scuba entry, no evidence of palliative ulcer, parasinosis. I don't see any gastric ulcer in the stomach examination, but there was a thickening noted in the prepyloric area. I'm wondering if that's the place of the ulcer. But the biopsy of thickness like a diagnosis is ruled out neoplastic was the inflammatory changes. Patient also had moderate erosive enteral gastritis, biopsy of thickness, since separate jar. Retroflexion didn't tell you about was seen. Elbow stomach pericardial gastro on the picture, lower body stomach and lucid gastric biopsy of thickness and separate jar. This was straight by injection, push your shots, burn paric, biopsy of thickness, like that, and it was push your patient with complication. Point number one, question the short segment paric, biopsy of thickness, like that, this is number two, moderate erosive gastric, lower body stomach, biopsy of thickness and separate jar. Number three was moderate severe erosive gastritis in the ankle area, biopsy of thickness like a diagnosis. And the pupillary area appear to be thick and fold. Biopsy of thickness like a diagnosis could be granuloma versus a mucosal lesion. Biopsy of thickness and separate jar while neoplastic was in permanent changes. Number five was moderate gastritis in the duodenum area. Biopsy of thickness could be a serious gastritis for condition. Away with the small biopsy, number two, away with the antrum. And this will body stomach gastro biopsy. It comes about with helical bicarbonate, which is triple therapy. Number four, I wait for the prepyloric mucosal thickness biopsy. depending on the biopsy, if the biopsy is negative for any neoplastic changes, I can have a quick up and down skin ultrasound for the evaluation of any if there is some mucosal lesion. And I'll wait for the esophagus biopsy for a bad esophagus. Regular patient have open endoscopic ultrasound for evaluation of the pyloric thick and fold of the stomach. Avoid NSAIDs if possible. I'm going to give some carafate and also pentaprazole, 40 milligram per day. For anemia, I recommend have a colonoscopy. The patient has not had a colonoscopy in like 3 months, 3 to 6 months. Check the CBC, RSR, TRS, and ferritin, replenish it accordingly. Follow on to send a notification. Please send the copy to the patient's primary care provider. Dr. Ramkishan, R-A-M-K-I-S-H-A-N, Ramkishan, Loknath, L-O-A-K-N-A-U-T-H. Follow on to and also Dr. Parham, thanks. Thank you for pushing.